Alrighty, we are on the record for After Talk.
So,
real quickly, you know how Amazon in most countries, including the United States, sends you a note saying your two items have shipped, but we're so afraid of Gmail's algorithm that we're not going to tell you the person who bought them which ones. But we will give you recommendations for similar items.
Oh, that's interesting.
So weird.
So it's a little puzzle to be like, okay,
what is this about?
Well, they're recommending The Jade War by Fonda Lee and replacement heads for Philips electric toothbrushes.
So I had another interesting kind of Gmail related algorithmic thing in that somehow in my important and unread feed was a piece of marketing email from, I think it was T-Fury. Shouts out to T-Fury, I guess, because the preview text, you know how you get to pick a subject line and it doesn't begin with the text of the email. You get to pick what the preview text will say. In this case, it said, you know, whatever the subject was, you know, Cyber Monday. And it said, to unsubscribe, click on. And I was like, why would you put that in the preview text? And so I clicked on it and, of course, had to scroll down through the entire email to reach the bottom where the unsubscribe link was. And I was like, that's why you would do that, so that I would definitely open the email.
So so if you could guess, what two items shipped that the Amazon is recommending? The Jade War Book 2 by Fonda Lee and replacement heads for Philips electric toothbrushes.
Two items
in the shipment.
It's a Sonos amp and a rock speaker.
Bryce, would you like to take a guess?
I'm going to guess an electric toothbrush at the very least.
It's a reasonable
guess.
Yeah. There's two items, though. Do you want to guess the second item?
Or? And then
Book One.
Sea of Rust from C. Robert Cargo.
Those are reasonable guesses. It is, in fact, two bottles of CoQ10, the vitamin supplement.
Okay. Really?
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Anyway, you were saying before I so rudely interrupted you with my play my Amazon email game.
Oh, no, Brian. I love your game. We could do this all night. You mentioned during the Miami Vice bit, like how good the small detail of the extras are. That is one thing I could point to in Hawkeye that it's like, I don't know who was in charge of the extra wrangling, but they are like bad non-player characters in GTA 5. Like, very clearly, there's this one point that they're walking forward, and very clearly, the guy who's in a Santa suit ringing a bell for charity was told, you do not do anything except for look at the side of that building and pretend to ring this bell, and do not deviate from that at all, period. Somebody else was told, you, extra, you're going to walk over, you're going to see that Santa there, you're going to talk to him a little bit, then you're going to put money in the thing, and then you're going to wave goodbye as if you're wrapping up a conversation. And so as a result, you have a guy walking up to Santa, pretending to talk to him, a Santa just ignoring him, pretending to ring a bell.
Which is the opposite of the reality I have personally experienced, which is the Santa would be trying to talk to the person who'd
desperately.
Be like, yeah, no, I don't want anything to, yeah.
They also had people like, okay, something's gonna blow up and our two stars are here, so we're gonna arrange, let's see, how's this look on camera, the three of you guys, you're all talking to each other, you guys on this side, the two of you are talking, well, there's kind of a gap right here in the middle, we're gonna put you here, lady, and so the explosion happens. And the visual you see is what looks like a lot of people and the two principal characters on screen. Then they're all like, we gotta go. And then the principal characters walk off screen. And what you have is one lady standing by herself, just going, this is a visual bit, unfortunately, but basically just going like, just frozen by herself, staring at flickering light. It's really bad, Tom.
Is that kind of stuff happening?
It's producer vision. I have producer vision now, and I can't lose it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no. But is that stuff getting by? There's people whose job it is to notice that and be like, hey, you know, we got a problem. Maybe we should blur this out, take it out, do the shot again, whatever. Right? There's people looking at that. Is it we didn't have time to do another shot. We're just going to have to live with it. Is it bad coaching for whoever's in charge of the extras? Is it COVID where they're like just crunched on time and have to make some compromises and go, well, hopefully
possibly
nobody
also
notices.
Spacing, social distancing and stuff. My theory is one word, Christmas. There's no delaying the release of this. It is locked in. You cut corners where you have to release at exactly this time, because
and
come hell or high water, this is going
to
be Christmas.
Supposed to come out last year? Wasn't that at one point, it was a 2020 release, like before COVID, I think it was on the roadmap.
Well,
I
know that Falcon and the Winter Soldier was supposed to be first and WandaVision was supposed to be second. And then
and I thought Hawkeye was supposed to come in December 2020. And then as soon as COVID messed everything up, they pushed it off to this year.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't remember. Maybe I'm wrong about that.
But
I have a vague recollection of Hawkeye getting moved. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a fun game. Just watch the extras. And also,
I will watch it again.
But partly it is producer vision, but also I always fault ultimately. The only reason I engage in that kind of noticing of details is because I've become bored with whatever your story is.
Yeah. There's definitely a thing where I've found myself looking at my email or, you know, picking up a magazine that's on my coffee table and going like, oh wait, I'm watching the show. Why am I doing this? And I will start by saying, Tom, you need to concentrate better. And I'll end by saying, but you would be holding your interest.
Exactly. And when a story is good, I mean, you can have the barest of sets and I'm just all the way swept in, but if it's not holding me, then I start to notice, okay, so they hose down the set. How many extras is that? How expensive would that be? $50 day rate, rental of this thing, you know,
or the, one thing I'll notice, is I'll start tapping on the Apple TV. If I'm watching on the Apple TV, I'll start tapping to see how many minutes, like when is this is going to end, 7:03 PM. Okay, great. How much more time do I have to put in?
Doing a little internet archaeology, it looks like late 2021 was always the release window for Hawkeye. Okay. I think it's just weird because we're like a year or 2 years into Disney+.
I could have sworn I heard about Hawkeye getting to, like before it had a date.
I mean, Falcon Soldier was, but seems to have
Or maybe
been
I'm
on
just
track.
Mandela effect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eric Mandela.
Yeah.
Keep thinking he was
Eric
in the Beatles.
Mandela was originally Hawkeye, right?
That's right.
Okay. Him and his cousin Larry Mandela, the Mandelas,
and they and Shaq.
And we come out on stage, and their opening line was, "What's the Mandelio?" Yeah. And everyone would go nuts.
And then Sinbad would show up.
Sorry, this is all I want to do is pursue this rabbit hole.
Are you guys watching Wheel of Time? Should I watch Wheel of Time?
Bonnie is just about to finish reading all of Wheel of Time.
Oh wow, that's a chore.
She really
not chore. I shouldn't say that's a chore as if it was a hard word. It's a long,
it's famously
long
a lot. Yeah, she said it was like a breath of fresh air when she got to Brandon Sanderson's writing. She really, really likes, you know, his identifiable voice. And in fact, she was kind of not on board with checking out the show but now I think she's warmed up to it.
So I should watch
it. I feel
the
about
show?
Wheel of Time like I feel about Lock and Key, which was I'm probably going to watch it, but it keeps bumping it lower in priority.
Oh, you know what we could talk about in the meantime? Did you watch last night's Succession?
No, I haven't yet. We're going to watch that tonight.
Just the first minute. Just know that I am with you. Imagine me by your side while you watch just the first minute and imagine the joy of me watching that moment with you.
Excellent. Excellent. I will have you spiritually next to me when we watch it tonight.
This is the problem with you referencing the beginning of shows. I never remember what the beginning of them is.
There's a character who is singing a Billy Joel song.
Oh, gotcha.
And
yes.
At the moment that the character is worried about whether or not this is too pretentious, the camera cuts to an iconic image.
Mm. Oh,
it's the
I kind
Mona
of
Lisa.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. I didn't put together that that was a Billy Joel song or anything. I was just like, oh yeah, that person's singing again. I hope that we get to see him. He sang.
He sings real good.
He's a very good singer. Not as great of a rapper, but he's a good singer.
Oh gosh, yeah.
I will say the thing I didn't like about this. I'm not going to say anything specific. The thing I didn't like about this episode of Succession is that one of our main characters is doing pretty much the same thing that this character has been doing for the past year and a half or season and a half. And I think that that person should have something new happen to him or
her. Is this person tall and shy? Oh.
No.
Is he married and a jerk?
No.
Is he old and possibly you just runs say the character names
at this point, Brian. I know everyone you're describing.
No, I'm enjoying my game, Tom. Is this person running for president?
Someone named Cox.
If I keep answering, I'm going to lose my spoiler free status.
Does the short version of her name rhyme with Biz?
I don't know how many more times she can get fooled by the football, Charlie Brown, but I guess she's going to keep going for it.
Well,
actually, I think I did see an interesting comment that was like, this show is very good about doing big left-hand turns, and this character going through the same entitled exercise that they've been going through is more than likely setting up something new, if only because this is not a show with a ton of repetition.
This is another thing that Justin and I were talking about over lunch. I was trying to explain the show to my daughter, and she's like, who's the main character? I'm like, there is none. And I'm like, well, who are we rooting for? I'm like, nobody. And she's like, what is this show? I'm like, it's adults with two faces, one that points upward and one that points downward. And she's like, well, what happens? I'm like, nothing.
And
I love it.
Nothing happening is also a big a big mark in my review of Succession.
Sturm and Drang about nothing. Yeah.
But it's cool. It's interesting. I don't know that I would say that it doesn't have a main character. It's an ensemble cast, and so like Arrested Development, I guess Arrested Development does kind of have a main character, but then in the same sense, so does Succession and it's Kendall Roy.
Yeah,
Logan is the main character, but that oversells how much of a main character he is.
I was saying Kendall. I think Kendall is like
looking like it, but then
he's the Ken and Ryu of.
I can see an argument for Kendall. Yeah,
we started going through characters, figuring out like you know their very obvious fatal flaw. But when we got to Shiv, I couldn't figure out her. You know what's broken about her, and then Justin very quickly was like, it's the fact that she can't resist the allure of coming back to the company despite many opportunities.
Right. And, she's impatient.
Yeah. Well,
there's a father's love element there that is part and parcel of why she can't resist coming back. Right.
Right.
Right. Right. I mean, she's, I don't know. The reason I say impatient is because she gets twice the thing that everybody is after and just can't sit with her hands very neatly in her lap and just wait for her time to come.
What's crazy about her is she is, I would describe the reasons why as lack of confidence, but she only has lack of confidence regarding her dad.
Sure. Yes.
Every other character, she's like, very self-assured, knows exactly what to do. But when it comes to her dad, she's hovering and laughing nervously and getting him upset because she won't shut up and all of things that are uncharacteristic of her with anybody else.
I'll say the other interesting thing I saw discussion about Succession is Kieran Culkin's
yes.
Roman. Describing what each of the different Roy children are, and that Roman is just trying to be Logan, is just mirroring Logan. And I think it's almost like hidden a little bit because he's had these like very high pressure kind of stumbly moments. But then you look at the past couple of episodes where like he locked down the Gojo thing this episode. And last week when he did when he backed the political candidate and convinced mm-hmm. Logan to go with them, like that's we're seeing like a very business pragmatic Roman instead of the like unconfident kind of inexperienced character that he's always been portrayed as.
That's interesting. So. Would it be, I'm going to try this out. I'm not sure if it fits. Shiv wants Logan to like her. Randall wants Logan to be impressed by him.
Roman, and
Roman wants to be
Kendall.
Sorry.
I think where I landed is that Kendall is coded as bipolar. He has complete manic episodes and complete depressive episodes, and lacks the ultimate confidence. All he wants is to know that he could. But that's why he, when he's manic, gets so close to winning, and then says, "But I could do it, right?" And then folds.
But he definitely wants to impress his dad when he's in the manic state, for sure.
Yes. Oh, by the way, that actor is extraordinary. Like, when he is playing broken and defeated, I believe it 100%. When he's playing coked up and in charge, I believe it 100%. It's insane. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's interesting. Roman presents like, yeah, I don't care. F it all. You guys are dumb. But you're right. Every move he makes is shadowing what Logan would do.
Yeah. Well, he's spent a lifetime, and they've referenced it. He's spent a lifetime being the lowest on the rung, and he's learned to say before anyone else could say, "I know I'm dumb. I know I'm a piece of garbage." And you know, he holds on to and remembers the memory of when they put him in a dog kennel and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And that manifests itself in relationship issues that are explored. Like,
whereas Connor, interestingly, I think is the least concerned about Logan. And more concerned about the family.
Connor strikes me as, it seems like they had one idea for Connor in season one, and then they made a very hard left turn that I thought was silly, but instead very clearly is going to be a major, a major factor in future seasons.
He wants to be taken seriously by his younger brothers and sisters. He wants the respect
by his girl.
Well, and also by anyone. Yeah, right. And
like, there was a good point brought up about this episode where, you know, Shiv and Roman kind of show up to the party to do work. But Connor seems to just be there for Ken. Like, he is an oddball, and also he does seem like he loves his siblings, and it's probably because he doesn't work at the company.
Gentle reminder that you wanted to stay spoiler free.
Or at least no way we are still in that zone.
Okay.
I have not seen the episode.
Remaining
spoiler
That's
free.
That's why you started off by saying you didn't want to spoil anything.
Well, okay.
What's great though is everything you said was in the next week on. So I have
they're
not been
big.
Spoiled.
They're okay. not big. Yeah. They're not big.
No. Yes.
Not big.
I think we've protected all the good surprises about this episode. Yeah.
I can't believe that Kendall is named Randall. And I guess that's amazing.
I did, I think it was two or three episodes ago, I did enjoy the surprise Adrian Brody just showing up. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's another stunt cat. Well, I don't know if it's stunt casting, but there's another guest appearance coming.
Is it?
Interesting.
Later in the season. It's announced. We covered it on Court Killers.
What just happened was I reached out
it's
to
Star Fox.
You know what?
That'll do it.
Love you guys.
Thanks for the support.
Thanks, y'all.
Bye.